What is going on, guys? It's been such a long time since I've done the podcast. To be honest, I was actually very hesitant on doing this podcast. I just been lately, there's just so much going on in the fucking world right now that I was like, you know what? Let me hop on a podcast and let me just let my mind roam, let my mind speak a bit, because there's just so many topics that I just want to discuss. There's so many topics that are going, it's just that are very sensitive, and I really was like, I want to make a podcast. I've been debating going back and forth on doing it, whether or not. I actually have another idea too for the future in regards to this podcast, but let's go straight into this. So first thing I want to cover, man, I don't know if many of you guys are familiar with Ryan Garcia. He is a boxer. He is a influencer. So he has a very, very big following on social media. And he is having a big fight with another big star in boxing, Devin Haney. He is undisputed at 135 pounds. So they are fighting at 140. And I believe Devin Haney has a belt, so they are fighting for that world title. But, okay, so this press conference goes on because there is a press conference before the fight is actually occurs. And this press conference occurs. And honestly, I seen there was a little bit of something in Ryan's head. And Ryan just looked different at this press conference. He seemed a little more edgy. He seemed a little bit off. And he actually has this whole performance where he literally comes in a white horse and has all these women come out. And it's a little extra. So I'm like, okay, you know, I get what you're doing, Ryan. Obviously promoting, that's just a part of it. You want to get people's eyes on, which is smart. But anyways, so this press conference happens, and then next thing you know, maybe about a couple days later, Ryan Garcia starts talking crazy. He starts saying things. These things are okay, you'd think that if someone's going to say something outrageous during the time where a fight is supposed to be occurring, it's promotion. That's honestly a majority of the time what it is. It's pretty much just promotion. But what he was saying was very serious, very dark, saying that he got kidnapped, saying that he was pinned down by these people in black robes, and he watched little kids get touched, I don't want to say it explicitly, and right in front of him, forced to watch, etc., etc. And then he just starts seeing a bunch of weird things on his Twitter. He starts tweeting a bunch of different shit, saying that he's going to die, they're going to try to kill me on April, blah, blah, blah. That you're going to try to take me down. And he's just saying a lot of, man, these are just dark, dark things to say. The first thing in my head when I'm seeing this, I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Why would he be saying this? What is the point of him saying something like this? Yes, it would bring more views to the fight, but why this? Why would it be this subject? Why would it be about him being at the Bohemian Grove, if I'm saying that right? Why would he do something like that? And then he just stops tweeting. And keep in mind that these tweets that he's tweeting out, they're getting deleted. They're getting deleted in real time, but luckily viewers are screenshotting them and then posting them on the next couple tweets that he uploads, and then they comment his previous tweet because they screenshot it, so we're able to see it. And I'm just like, what the fuck is going on? And obviously we all know about the Epstein. A lot of people don't even really bring it up no more in social media. It's something that's not even pushed, but bothers me so much, because how can this be something that's not pushed? Epstein died, the cameras went out. What the fuck is that? How could that happen with a serious case like that? How could that happen? But anyways, with the Epstein going on, and then, so let's go back to the Ryan Garcia thing. So then a little shortly after, he stops uploading, and then he just out of nowhere uploads a clip of him sitting on a chair. He just seems kind of out of it. He just seems so, I want to say the word, depressed. He just looks as if his soul is gone. And I'm not going to say that to say in a way that his soul's gone and they took his soul, whatever, or whoever they is, he, Illuminati, or whatever the fuck it is, these fucking crazy-ass people, the elites. I don't want to say that, but he just looked that way. That's what was perceived to me when I watched the video. And he was wearing the same, I haven't done a podcast in a while, so I want to make sure that I'm saying things clearly and I'm saying things that are true. I'm not saying shit that's bullshit. But when Christ was crucified, he was wearing something on his head. I don't recall what it's actually called, but he was wearing pretty much the same thing that Christ was wearing when he got crucified. And apparently I seen on a comment, again, I don't know if it's true, but it's a sign of shame, or it's a sign of them being crucified. Again, don't quote me on that, but it just, the video was very odd. And what he was saying in the video is that he's no longer going to talk about everything that he's seen in regards to what he saw at Bohemian Grove, again, if that happened. But he's just going to talk about the fight and only the fight. And then as time goes on, he has been talking about the pedophilia and just a little bit here and there. But he's been uploading boxing clips. And then on the captions, it'll be about the pedophilia that he has seen and the elites. So, which is, you know, if he is still really someone who wants to bring it out to the open, that's actually a smart way, in my opinion, to be able to still shed light to that while keeping it concealed. Because he went on some video call with Andrew Tate and a bunch of other people, and Andrew Tate was telling him, like, just be careful. I'm not saying the exact words that he said, but I'm just going to kind of say it in my own terms. But he was saying, just be careful what you say, and I don't want you to get hurt. And he was saying something in the same sense as that. And Ryan Garcia was saying, like, no, fuck that. They were touching little kids, etc., etc. But I definitely recommend you guys should go watch that. Now, apart from that, there's also a bunch of shit just going on in regards to pedophilia, the regards to Dan Schneider. Now, we got the whole documentary, but I think it's coming out in episodes on Netflix. I just seen one last night, and holy shit, I don't remember what her name is, and I don't want to misquote it. Amanda, I don't remember what her name is. I'm going to say her first name, Amanda, but she's on the first episode of it, and wow, it just breaks my heart, because I seen how joyful she was as a child. I seen it through those clips, and she was just very, very happy. She was very, very energetic. And then today on my TikTok, I see a clip of her and just the way that she looks, and I'm like, what the fuck? And in this documentary, in the first episode, it explains... No, is it in that document? I might have seen it on TikTok, actually. It explains what she went through around 14 years old and just different issues that she had to struggle through. And apparently, my girl was telling me, I don't know if this is true, but that she had came out saying that Dan Schneider would do inappropriate things with her, and she would tell people around her, but they wouldn't believe her. Like, that shit's gnarly as fuck to me. And apparently a bunch of big people are on this documentary. I'm going to continue to be watching it just because it's very informative. It's negative, so it's obviously something that you're naturally paying attention to. But what the fuck? You got that coming out. You got the thing with Diddy. What the fuck? I mean, this is the thing with the Diddy situation, is I always got that feeling, because 50 Cent, I've seen that 50 Cent exposure a while back on The Breakfast Club. If you haven't seen that shit, you guys got to see it, because it's hilarious. Diddy's, okay, so 50 Cent's talking about a situation with him and Diddy, where Diddy asked 50 Cent, I'm gonna take you shopping. And Diddy, 50 Cent's like, what the fuck did you just ask me? Like, what the fuck did you just ask me? Because what he says is, that's what you ask a girl. You're taking me shopping. He's like, telling him, get away from me before I do something. And he's also, and I think in another, I think it's the same, it might be the same radio episode on The Breakfast Club where he's talking about how Diddy is on this podcast with, I don't remember, I think it's like Drink Champs. I might be wrong, and I think Drink Champs deleted it. But Diddy was with the Coast and then with Fabulous. And I forgot the other, I think it's another artist on there. And he's telling Fabulous, he's like, why have, he's like, he says it in a weird way. Why have we never partied? Why haven't we never partied? And then he tells one of the, I think he tells a host, he tells, Diddy says, he's like, I like when you get mad, daddy. I like when you get mad, daddy. Like, what the fuck? Who says this? Like, he doesn't even know. Like, does he not realize what he's saying? And on The Breakfast Club, they ask him, they ask Diddy about, like, why did you say that? And he just tries to play it off as if he doesn't remember him saying that. He's like, oh. Oh, he's like, huh? Like, he's like, what the fuck? And they showed him the clip, and he just, it's just ridiculous. But point being is, I already got that feeling from, I think it was 6 years ago when all that stuff, like, would come out. I was like, he seems gay, like, it seems gay. And now in real time, you got, he has the, I think he has a lawsuit or maybe allegations going on with women and him, I think other men. And you got the Meek Mill situation that apparently Meek Mill was doing sexual things with Diddy, and there's a clip where you see Diddy calling Meek Mill daddy. Like, what the fuck? Like, it's just so much going on around the world in regards to pedophilia that it scares the fuck out of me, because where is the world going? And even the thing with Cat Williams, then you got Cat Williams talking about a bunch of shit. Cat Williams was covering so much, saying so much, and it's insane. He talks about the elite, he talks about the Epstein Island, and he says, this is what I heard this, and I was like, damn, that's true. He said, it's a good time to get a bunker. It's a good time to get a bunker. And I was like, damn. We know that there's a billionaire right now who openly admitted he was building an underground bunker. What if this shit's all connected and everything's just falling apart? And, you know, we got the World War. Feels like it. Nah, I wouldn't feel, it'd probably be even worse. But we have these conflicts with these countries. We got Russia, Ukraine, we have Israel and Palestine, we have tension with China that is not even really brought up in the media, which is crazy to me. Like, I really don't understand that. How are we not exposing more on that subject? There's tensions with China, and I believe the tension with China is cyber security. Man, like, there's just so much going on around the world that it's scary. And think about this, going back to, like, the let me take it a step back. Andrew Tate, I think about a week ago, he just got detained again by the Romanian police. And apparently, Andrew Tate predicted his arrest on a podcast, I think it was the day before he got arrested, and he explained exactly what was going to happen. He was saying that the UK is now going after him. Now the UK is trying to get Andrew Tate because the Romanian police failed. And I think what Andrew Tate was saying is that the Romanian police are going to try to get Andrew Tate, and from there they're going to try to find a way to get Andrew Tate from there to the UK so the UK can deal with him. Now, Andrew Tate talks a lot about the Matrix. He talks a lot about this crazy, I guess I could say conspiracy, because we don't actually know 100%, even though there's a lot of signs that would say it's true. This even goes with the Ryan Garcia thing. Andrew Tate is claiming that the Matrix is after him. Who are the Matrix? Apparently are these elite people who run the world and push agendas. Maybe not, let's not even say run the world. Let's say push agendas. Maybe that would be considered run the world. But let's not say that for this. Let's just not say that. These elite people who push a bunch of agendas, being the LGBTQ community, being men should be more feminine, whatever it is. Andrew Tate said this is how it works. These elite people offer you a contract. They offer you millions and millions of dollars, whether it's $50 million to $500 million. Now, they have, in these contracts, they get you sponsorships from big brands, big companies. They also get you good publicity. So you will never have to worry about this company or these posts coming out about you, these magazines coming out, whatever the case is. The publicity is always going to be good, so you have nothing to worry about. Your name's always going to be okay, and everything, something comes out, then the situation is always going to be handled. You also have to push a lot of the agendas that they want you to push. If they feel they want you to push more on, I guess I'm just giving examples, on global warming, then they want you to say what you got to say on that, but it's going to have to be specific, and it's going to have to be what they want it to be. If not, then there's going to be consequences. So they give you this contract. Now, if you decline, he says, they will passively be upset. Or they can just full on attack you. And let's say it's true. Andrew Tate, think about everything he's been through. And they're trying to get him on, what are they trying to get him? Sex trafficking. They're trying to get him on sex trafficking. It's a very, very serious, very, very serious accusation. And they tried and it failed and he was at home. He had nothing to prove. No evidence. So what if they offered, what if they offered it to Ryan Garcia and maybe he accepted? Because he also mentioned in one of his tweets, you guys should definitely check him out though, all the tweets. He talked about, I'm losing my train of thought because I'm talking so much. I'm just talking and shit, but what if he signed this contract? Quote unquote, sold his soul. What if he signed it? And not knowing what it actually came with. Because what he tweeted was, if you sell your soul, you can get it back. Your soul was never yours to give in the first place. What if he accidentally sold it? What if he accidentally signed the contract, but he didn't realize what he got into? And then the situation happened where they put him in this van, they put him in this car, whatever, and they bought him to leave him grow, pinned him down, and made him watch blah, blah, blah. Made him watch that scene that I had described. What? As someone who has money, let's say you deny this contract, someone who has money, you're most likely able to fight off against a force of nature that way. You're most likely to fight off a force of nature that strong, is what I'm trying to say. Imagine a majority of us who are low income people who do not make millions of dollars, working people who make around $35,000 a year, $60,000 a year, $100,000 a year. What power do we have in this world if all of that is true? I was thinking about that and I was telling my lady, what power do we really have? How strong are we? Do, like, if this is all real and this is all connected with all of the this pedophilia ring and sex trafficking, if it's all connected, and I say all connected because all this shit's coming out, and what the fuck, man? What the fuck? If this shit's all real and there's these kind of elites who can manipulate a society, a country, who are we as low income humans, low income consumers? What power do we have? How do we defend ourselves from something like this? What if we were in that position? But imagine you're in that position. Imagine you're in Andrew Tate's position. And you don't have that kind of money. Yeah, but then you'd be like, oh, okay, but if I'm not having that kind of money, I wouldn't be in that. I wouldn't be that high up. So, or I wouldn't be in. I forgot what I was trying to say. But just imagine that. Like, what the fuck? Like, that scares the fuck out of me. That scares me. That scares me for my family. That makes me want to work harder. That makes me want to make more money. That makes me want to do something to get to the point where I feel safe. Do I got to start buying emergency supplies? Like, do I got to start buying a whole bunch of shit? Because what if everything just fucks up? What if this Epstein list comes out? And it's so many people, people who are on Congress, people who are bankers, people who are high up in the world, people who have these jobs, these degrees that are very serious for our economy. Like, what the fuck's gonna happen then? That's the thing. Man, honestly, there's so much I want to talk about. But I am going to end it here. I just hope that everyone can kind of keep their mind open on everything going on in the world. And to not... Also, we have the presidency coming up as well. That's what I didn't bring up as well. So, the presidency. We have Donald Trump running again. We have Biden. I believe Biden is in the polls. Oh, man, it's just a scary time for the world. And regardless of who wins, what happens after that? I really feel that's the scary part, is what happens after that. Or maybe it's nothing happens after that. Maybe the world keeps going as it's going. There's just a lot going on in the world right now. But I am going to end it off here. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you're having a great day. If it's daytime, if it's nighttime, hope you're having a great night. You know, God be with us all. Praise Allah. And just everyone, keep your mind open and don't let these things slip out of your mind, because this is serious. This is shit going on in the world. I know we're going through our day-to-day life. We got our own shit going on, but we also got, I really feel this is a time where we got to stay focused on what's going on in the world, because our children are being affected by this. Our children are going up with iPads, going up with things that we don't even know that is on our ability to control. They're watching whatever they're watching on their iPads, and we don't know at times what they're watching. So just everyone, keep your mind open, keep your mind as healthy as it can be, because who knows how dark the world's going to get in the future, man. But thank you so much for listening. Until next time.